You're listening to the Brewery Racing Training Help Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about my opinion on feeding. Now, quote, this is my opinion. This is how I like to feed my horses. But let's get rolling. Be sure you guys are subscribed to my TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook group at Brewery Racing Training Help. And let's get rolling. Performance horse world is getting increasingly more and more competitive as the time goes on. And the way that we feed our horses can really actually make or break a talented horse's performance in the arena. Sometimes feeding horses gets so complicated, people often just jump on the train of doing what everyone else does, and they forget to actually specialize it to their horses. Now, this can cause a great horse to not actually run or turn cattle at the very best. Feeding performance horses no longer needs to be a mystery. Here's 6 tips for feeding your performance horse to perform at their very, very best and have an assurance that they're super healthy and running great. So feeding performance horses really doesn't have to be as hard as everyone makes it out to be. In fact, it's actually a lot simpler than a lot of people make it out to be. You see people feeding routines of millions of supplements and tons of different things, and you just kind of wonder, like, holy cow, do you actually need that? You know, sometimes people break their budget feeding that kind of stuff, and they really don't need that. First up is forage. This is something that people will get in honestly a million arguments about, but it's honestly something that has to be kept really, really simple. So horses basically need alfalfa and grass in their diet, and the ratio for most horses usually tends to be around 3/4 alfalfa and about 1/4 of grass diet. And obviously this changes throughout the whole year with what they're doing, but usually you're going to need at least half of their diet with alfalfa. So alfalfa is super important in their diet because basically this gives them the warmth, energy in the winter, and nutrition that their body needs to function. Grass gives horses a way to actually slow down the alfalfa in their digestive system and let their bodies kind of soak up that nutrition. So one alone will not just do the trick. During colder times of the year, alfalfa is actually used to keep horses warm, and a little extra alfalfa during the winter can also just, you know, sometimes eliminate the fact of even needing a blanket, depending on where you're at. For where we're at, it gets deathly cold and they need it anyways. But during the summers, more often than not, you really just need half and half in their diet. Just because the horse world, you know, has come up with all of these awesome supplements and gimmicks that people think are actually going to work, doesn't mean that horses' bodies have actually changed. Horses' bodies have still been the same as they did starting out. Obviously, they do kind of change a little bit with time, but their bodies are not different compared to when they were very first made. So we have to remember that, even though the horse world is still coming up with awesome supplements. So now, how much forage do you actually need to feed? So horses need to be fed about 2 to 3 meals a day. They are grazers, meaning they eat slow throughout the day, and that way they're just making sure that their digestive system is working properly. So a morning, a midday, and an evening feeding is sufficient. So you might actually be thinking, oh, that's easy. I'm just going to throw a bale out and, you know, just let them eat off of it. Please never do that again. Free-range alfalfa is going to play more of a negative effect to your horse's diet than you know. Horses are meant to graze on grass. Even then, that still can cause founder, and you really have to make sure that you limit that intake. Alfalfa needs to be measured in order to avoid colic, obesity, and so many other problems. Horses eat their weight in forage every single month. So, for example, if I have a horse that weighs 1,200 pounds, they're going to eat that weight every single month. And the way that you figure out how much feed that horse needs is actually pretty simple. So with this example, say the horse weighs 1,200 pounds. I'm going to take that and I'm going to divide it by how many days are in the month. And then that's, you know, an average about 30. And that number is 40. So then meaning you're going to need about 40 pounds of forage every single day for that horse to eat. Now, you still need to take that number divided by how many feedings you had. So in this example, say we'll feed 2 feedings. And that way your horse is going to get 20 pounds of forage every single day. So now this is super easy. You can just take a scale out, measure, you know, weigh yourself, and then hold the haystack and then just kind of see, okay, how much does this weigh, and just kind of mess around with it till you get 20 pounds. Or if you have a scale that you can just throw the hay on, that works as well. So now moving on to minerals. So grass and alfalfa will give your horse all the nutrition they need besides the salt and the minerals of it. So it's important that every horse has access to a salt block and a mineral block. And basically this just gives them all of everything of what they need in their diet, just like us, how we have a full nutritionist diet when we're eating, same thing with the horses. So pretty much you can just leave these blocks at all times in their pens, and you can go to like an IFA or a cow ranch, tractor supply, a feed store, around you, and they're going to have these salt blocks that you just leave out in their pen or their field, and they'll lick on them. So actually, there is a way, if your horse isn't like licking on these blocks, which I do have a couple horses that they don't really naturally kind of want to go lick on them, that you can do actually a loose salt. They actually have this on Redmond Equine, and so you actually can look on the Redmond Equine website, and they will give you like a little packet of whether you need minerals or salts or even more of a selenium lick, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But if you go to that Redmond Equine and you actually enter code Brianna, so it's Brianna, all caps, 20, so Brianna 20, and you'll get 20% off your order. So you can check that out if you guys are needing more of like a loose salt and your horses aren't licking on those blocks. So now let's talk about the immune system health. So actually, there is a selenium lick block that you also can buy from a feed store, and this lick is specifically for the immune system of horses, and so it helps to keep them strong and avoid colic and just all sorts of awesome immune system support with that, which is super, super cool. So I actually had just found out about that like a year ago when I had lost one of my horses to colic. We were talking to someone about it and like, oh yeah, you can give them a selenium lick and it will help with that. And so this has been super good to make sure your horses have that in their system as well. So now supplements. Oh, this is exciting. So this honestly can get super, super heated in the horse world. And supplements can actually do a lot of good for your horses. Do not get me wrong on that. But they also can do a lot of damage. And not every horse actually needs supplements. And you know, if you have a problem with your horse and you actually do need to give them supplements, it's really important to make sure that you are just solving that particular problem and taking them off. Supplements are not meant to be fed long term. You're going to need to make sure that you talk to your vet about it and you are actually picking a supplement that is actually going to work and is proven to actually work. And so some places that I like to pick are actually Redmond Equine, Smart Pack, and Triple Crown. So if you check any of those out, they have a bunch of awesome supplements that you can look, and they have a lot of research and proven research behind them. And so there's honestly, you know, a time and place for all of these supplements, but you have to make sure that, you know, you're not feeding this horse supplements because you think it needs it. Like, you really have to have a solid reason to why it needs it. Other than that, you keep the, you know, full feeding program the same with the forage and with the minerals and the selenium lick. Like, honestly, that's really all they need. But if you do feel like you're having trouble, you know, say keeping weight on them, or you're needing help with just different things, then it's okay to look into a supplement, but still be aware that they're not meant to be fed long term. They're still going to build up a tolerance to it. Really just meant to feed it and be done. You don't need to feed them all the supplements in the whole entire world, because that's definitely going to do way more harm than good. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to kind of what I feed my horses and my kind of take on this. This is pretty similar take to a lot of different people actually, and especially vets as well. I've talked to quite a few vets about this, and so this is kind of my opinion on feeding horses supplements, and I hope that helped you guys and gave you guys a little bit of insights. If you did, be sure that you guys are subscribed to this podcast and you're following me on all of the social media platforms at Bear Racing Training Help. And I will see you guys in our next episode.